Hey, if you're just joining us, welcome to the Tembo Sounds the Culture. It's Dr. Kenya, OC Ridoli, broadcasting live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Broadcasting on WRCT 88.3 FM right here in Pittsburgh, and also on my walking radio. Welcome. We're just chilling out. We're just cooling out, having ourselves a good time and relaxing. Making sure you're taking care of yourself. Self-care first. Yeah? Get your mind straight so you can tackle the rest of the challenges you have in life, yeah? And also the opportunities. Keep it locked. We're enjoying this. We're vibing out right here with some lo-fi music, some chilled out jazz. You know, we call it that jazzy effect, the Tembo Sounds jazzy effect, yeah? Welcome, everyone.
smoking in their easy chair. Old smoking fat cigars without a care.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Tempo Sounds The Culture Show. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya Oscar Ridoli. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're a regular listener, thank you very much. And if you're a regular listener, please keep spreading the word, share the links, smash the likes. For those who are new, listen, you can always go to my website, temposounds.com. And you can catch a plethora of such shows that are very palatable to you and your family, to you and your office, you and your friends. What I'm trying to say, it's just fresh, smooth music. We have featured great artists today. So by no means, even if the show ends, just go to the next show, go to my website and listen to other music, other shows. And keep it locked right here on my walking radio and on WRCT 88.3 FM. I don't like saying bye-bye, but until next week or until the next show, please stay connected. Communicate to me at 412-499-5000, 412-499-5000. We're going to jump off with a little couple of more songs here before this set comes to an end. But like I say, this is your show and it's not over because you can always go back to the shows that we have done before and to the shows that you've not listened to in the past, or you can repeat them on demand. It's a great one, love of my life. Take it easy.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. And if you've tuned in before, you know what's going to happen right now. But if you're new to the listening at this hour, this is what happens every week at this hour. I, the Mockster, I do a thing called The Mock. Take a word, artist, performer, theme, and I do some cover songs, tribute songs, songs that mention it, songs that somehow are related to said theme. Steve Wynn was in town recently, so I've like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's put Steve Wynn under the mock light. Before I get to the mock, though, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, it's located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. Let's move over to get some Steve Wynn music in the background while I start introing this. So if you weren't at the show, I apologize. You missed a good show. Steve Wynn, back in the 1980s, had a band called the Dream Syndicate, which I, the Mockster, fell in love with in my youth. Before that, actually, let's even back up more. Let me just give you a little history, little backstory. So Steve was born in L.A. He actually went to high school with Darby Crash and Pat Smear of the Germs. How crazy is that? Then he went off to college. Went to UC Davis. I think Scott Miller from Game Theory, I think he was a UC Davis person around the same time. Started a band called The Suspects. And they put out one 7-inch back around 1979. In that band were, trying to think, who was all in that band? Russ Holman was in the band. Gavin Blair, who was later be part of True West. And then Kendra Smith, who was the original bass player for the Dream Syndicate. Then around 1981, starts the Dream Syndicate, puts out an EP, does a bunch of stuff. They break up, they get together, they break up, they do a bunch of, you know. And then finally, 1990 arrives. Steve puts out his first solo album. Since that time, he's put out, a dozen. He's put out like a dozen plus solo releases under his name, under Steve Wynn and the Miracle 3. He's got a few under there. Also plays in the Baseball Project with Scott McCoy, Linda Pittman, and Peter Buck of REM. So he's a pretty busy dude. And so why not put him under the mock light? I had to wean this down to only 10 songs. I had 20. I'm like, let's just stick with 10. I'm going to start off the mock tonight with something from Brad Rice. And his version of Steve's song, Younger. It's the Viva La Mock radio program, 88.3 FM. It's WRCT. I'm the Mockster.
Just two reasons for everything. The people secrets that nobody knows. Late at night, she turns off the light. She never takes off all of her clothes. She comes around, she comes around. Some lives work as fables. Some lives don't work at all.
Thank you. out of Kansas City. It really was a pity that she stayed in Kansas City. We didn't sit a second when she didn't want to back it. She knew she couldn't hang it in a blue bomber jacket. And all I want is tea and some chocolate and a book and a cigarette and coffee and a danger reddit hook. And all that I want more than anything I want is to just be alone. Just be alone. Hey, can I look in your eyes again? Hey, can I look in your eyes? Hey, can I look in your eyes again? Hey, can I look in your eyes? Hey, can I look in your eyes again? Hey, can I look in your eyes? Hey, can I look in your eyes again? Hey, can I look in your eyes?
That is Chris Kokavas and the Slivers of Hope doing Steve Wynn's 500 Girl Mornings here midway through a Steve Wynn mock on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, Chris really came onto the scene, in my opinion, when he joined Green on Red, which was yet another band, part of that Paisley underground scene of the early 1980s out in L.A. that the Dream Syndicate was a part of. And speaking of that Paisley underground scene, Sid Griffin, who was a member of the Long Riders, I played him right before that. It was Sid Griffin and the Albanians doing their version of When She Comes Round. Oh, I don't think I mentioned the Chris Kokavas song was 500 Girl Mornings. Dennis Duck in there doing such a great version of the song Tears Won't Help from Steve Wynn. Dennis Duck, original drummer of the Dream Syndicate. -5 in there. -5. You knew they had to show up. You knew it. Waiting Like Mary. And Brad Rice started off the entire mock with his version of the song Younger. Let's move into part two. Why not? Part two of the mock includes 5 more songs. Starting things off with something off of, originally off of the Fluorescent album that Steve Wynn put out. I believe that was on Mute Records, too. Anyway, it's Chris Ekman doing his version of Steve Wynn's Follow Me. You are midway through a Steve Wynn mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster, on 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
If you feel like going down, so do I, so stick around. Follow me, follow me. If you see a shooting star, a broken headlight on an old blue car, follow me, follow me, follow me. If you're looking for a sign, I hope it's mine.
Thank you.
expectations. Leave it to your imagination. When you feel like going down, so will I, so stick around. Outside of Memphis, just after sunrise, got on the Greyhound, and he sat next to me. He said, "Ain't no pathway that I'm looking for. Ain't no into the land. I guess I shouldn't think about it all that much. Guess I shouldn't think about it all the time. Had a woman, he had a family, but he got restless. Now he just doesn't care. He said, "Ain't no pathway that I'm looking for. Into the line. I guess I shouldn't think about it all that much. Guess I shouldn't think about it all the time. After a while you lose direction. Follow the first path that you see. And you say, I never ever thought that this could happen, could ever happen to me." Here comes Blue Drifter, lost on the highway, talks in a whisper. Just like me, and it looks just like me, and it looks.
Here on earth as well. life was an open book. I guess I'd let you have a look. I'd set you up with chapter one, and then I'd wait until you're done. There's nothing that I'd want to hide. I'd just forget to look inside. Would it be worth the time it took if my life was an open book? But I thought that I should let you know, the things that I don't always show may not be worth the time it took if my life was an open book. If I could make some new mistakes and not the same ones every time, time and time and time again, time and time and time again, then maybe I could feel some shame and not try hard to act surprised. The promises I wouldn't break if I could make some new mistakes. But I thought that I should let you know, the things that I don't always show may not be worth the time it took if my life was an open book. If my life was an open book. Life was an open